Hi guys, hope everyone's well and welcome back to the Improvement Podcast. This episode's going to touch on post-workout nutrition, which is simply the period after your workout where you consume food or your diet as a whole. And in terms of what we're considering when it comes to post-workout nutrition is replenishing glycogen stores, so basically energy stores, carbohydrate stores, you could look at that as we store carbohydrates in the form of glycogen in our muscles. So when we consume carbohydrates, they will turn into glucose and then get stored as glycogen. It's also to promote recovery for our subsequent training sessions, making sure we're fresh in time for them, and also putting us in a positive position to build muscle. And lastly, we want to make sure we're getting to a relaxed state because that's when we recover well and digest food well. So, in terms of what our post-workout meal should look like, so in terms of protein, as I've touched on prior, we want 20 grams of protein per meal in order to get a sufficient amount to spike muscle protein synthesis, which puts us in a good position to recover and build muscle. And it's shown that spiking muscle protein synthesis further can be done with like a higher protein intake than that. And there's not really any downside from consuming more protein, despite or apart from if it, let's say, means you can't get as much carbohydrates in your diet due to dieting and being on low calories. Or alternatively, the price of having maybe more protein can be more costly than having something like carbohydrates via oats, for example. Protein is generally the most expensive macronutrient, which could be a potential positive of having a bit less protein or not having a crazy high protein intake. And so we ideally want a source of protein, a whole protein source, which is basically contains all the amino acids we want to build muscle, which is usually from having like an animal protein source. You'll get all the kind of amino acids you want from that. Whereas some plant-based proteins aren't complete proteins, meaning they don't consume all the amino acids we want. So if you are vegetarian, then be really mindful of making sure you have plant protein that you know will have all amino acids, which some do. I can't quite recall which ones do from the top of my head. And what you can also do is if you are vegetarian or vegan and you don't consume meat products, then you can pair different protein sources with each other. For example, you could have beans and then a source of rice and then a source of other protein. And then you're getting different amino acids from each different foods, which will then combine each other to make a full spectrum of amino acids. So basically give you all the building blocks to build muscle. Whereas if you just have beans, for example, you might not receive that. So having a wide array of protein in your post-workout meal, if you're vegetarian or vegan, or just having a complete source of protein, which could be like whey concentrate, chicken, beef, could be egg whites, something like that, to get all your protein in. And what we also want to consider when it comes to the post-workout window is having carbohydrates. Carbohydrates will spike insulin, which will put you in a good position to not break down muscle and build muscle instead, and also help replenish glycogen stores. It's shown that when we delay carbohydrate ingestion post-workout, it can impede recovery and performance on exercising the next day. So I believe that study was done on cyclists, but we can extrapolate that and think if we are training, let's say, lower body in 2 to 3 days' time, having carbohydrates may therefore will help us definitely be fresh for that next subsequent session. So that's something to also consider. And it's also shown that pairing fructose and glucose, which are two different types of carbohydrates, will help you absorb them at a faster rate due to having different digestive mechanisms or basically digesting the two differently. So what we can then consider is pairing different types of carbohydrates post-workout in order to replenish our glycogen stores more effectively. So a good example could be having rice and pineapple, because you'll get fructose from the pineapple, glucose from the rice, or pairing something like rice with honey. Or in other words, you could consume something like a bagel with fruit alongside it, or a cream of rice with fruit instead, so that we replenish our carbohydrate stores as fast as possible. This will be even more important if someone's training, let's say, 2 a day sessions, or they're training that body part pretty soon after. Whereas if you're in a surplus, you're consuming a lot of food, you will probably replenish your glycogen stores pretty easily. But it's still not bad practice anyway, consuming a lot of carbs in the post-workout window. So yeah, I'd say at least 20 grams of protein, but ideally a bit more is not a bad thing. And having at least 50 grams of carbs as well. And I'd keep fats relatively minimal post-workout, especially if you're maybe training another session in a day, because fats will slow down the digestion of carbohydrates. So we want to make sure we're kind of digesting them relatively fast in order to make sure we've got energy available. And also making sure we're salting that post-workout meal so that we can replace the lost electrolytes. You could make the argument of not having a super high fibrous post-workout meal just so we utilize and absorb those carbohydrates faster, because fiber will also slow down the digestion of the meal we're consuming. So as for the timing of this post-workout meal, so the timing will depend on a few things. It will depend on things like the length of the session, if we've consumed an intra-workout during the session, and also like what phase you're in. Like if you're in a gaining phase, you're consuming an absolute ton of food, you've probably still got a lot of food in your system post-workout. But ideally, what I'd say is within an hour of the session is not a bad idea, so that we can make sure we're replenishing our glycogen stores, having protein to put ourselves in a good position to build muscle and not break muscle down. And I'd say no longer than 4 hours between your pre and your post-workout meal is probably an ideal place to be. And so if, let's say, you're consuming your pre-meal, it's been 4 hours when you finish the gym, I'd then get that post-workout meal in relatively fast. Another reason why it's good to have protein after your session is something called GLUT4 is upregulated, which is a glucose transporter protein, sorry, which basically makes us more sensitive to carbs. It basically means you have a better ability to soak up and uptake carbohydrates in that post-workout setting. So what that can lead to is a better body composition long term if you center your carbs post-workout. So in some reality, the anabolic window does exist. A lot of people say, oh, that's nonsense. You don't need to eat right after the gym. And you don't. You don't need to immediately finish your last set and then guzzle a protein shake. But it does point towards having some food relatively close after your session isn't a bad idea. And especially when food's high, it can be hard to get all your food in and manage hunger. And if we're, let's say, eating your pre-meal, waiting an hour to train, training for 2 hours, then waiting another 2 hours, you're missing an opportunity to get a good amount of calories in. So if you're gaining, a good tip for you is eating quite soon after your session, because it means you get an opportunity to get that food in, get hungry again, and then get another meal in and start that recovery process. And like I said, delaying carbohydrates can impede our recovery of next day performance and therefore potentially our training performance, especially if you're training body parts quite high frequently or high frequency, or you're doing quite a lot that you can just recover from. I think it makes it even more important. And now we've went over what the post-workout meal should be, having enough protein, carbohydrates, potentially having minimal fats and fiber, and having salt to replace the lost electrolytes we've had during. And we've went over the timing of the meal should ideally be within an hour of the training window or after training, and even before is not a bad thing at all. But what we also want to consider is prior to consuming that meal. So post-workout window, we're in that fight or flight state because we've just trained, meaning we're not in a relaxed state where we are able to rest and digest food. So some things we can consider is getting into a relaxed state, which will put you in a good state to recover, manage your stress, digest food effectively. We don't digest food effectively when we're stressed. So doing some deep breathing techniques. So after your session, you can create like a habit of, if let's say you drive home after the gym, then you could therefore, after you get in your car, always take 5 breaths, or always before your post-workout meal, always taking 5 deep breaths in and out, because that will be shown to put us into a relaxed state. And stacking this habit with a task we're already doing, like driving home or eating a post-workout meal, or maybe let's say having a post-workout shake or whatever, means we'll remember to do that habit and we'll be more likely to repeat it. So deep breathing, something valuable. Sounds silly or that, but it's shown scientifically to work, so it makes sense doing so. And what we can also consider if we're nailing the deep breathing, because we shouldn't add supplements when we're not already doing the basics, like supplements to supplement what we're already doing. If, let's say, someone's super stressed or not controlling their stress, they are maybe not planning their days. They're not doing the practices that will manage their stress. They don't want to supplement with things that will help their stress management, or it will still help them, but there's bigger rocks you can move first. There's bigger things you can do that will give you more return for your investment. But if you're doing things like deep breathing, maybe listening to relaxing music and just chilling out post-workout, then you can consider certain supplements like L-theanine, ashwagandha, and magnesium. These supplements will again help you get into a relaxed state. We also deplete magnesium stores through hard exercise, so it makes sense also supplement with magnesium for that reason. And then when we're in a relaxed state, we'll be able to start the recovery process, digest our food better, switch off better and sleep better at night, and overall not feel as trashed like after our training. So making sure we're doing things that get into a relaxed state before we start eating, so we actually digest that meal effectively. So make sure you start your post-workout meal not when your heart rate's extremely elevated. Try and get down, chill a bit, and then consume your post-workout meal, and not rushing and having it on the go, etc. And in terms of the last episode, I did touch on intra-workout considerations, and as a result, this will affect the post-workout window slightly. So if, let's say, you've consumed essential amino acids, which are basically a source of protein during your session, you've had carbohydrates during your session, the post-workout window's not quite as important, and you don't quite need the same, you don't have the same sense of urgency to consume food post-workout because you've already kind of had a somewhat of a meal during your session. So the same with if you've consumed electrolytes during as well. This makes the post-workout window not quite as important. I wouldn't say don't eat after your session if you've consumed intra-workout supplements like a carb powder, protein powder, or essential amino acids, which is a source of protein or electrolytes, but means getting the electrolytes in, something in post-workout in terms of nutrition won't quite be as urgent. So therefore, you can, I wouldn't say delay, but it's not, you probably won't have the same downside of delaying that meal a wee bit, but still not a bad habit having that quite soon after your training. So that's pretty much what we think about, making sure we replenish our dry glycogen, rehydrate, but ideally you want to be sustaining your hydration during, promoting recovery by having protein and carbohydrates and putting yourself in a good position to build muscle and getting into a relaxed state, because we don't build muscle well when we're in that fight or flight state. We build muscle well when we're chilled, when we're relaxing. We ideally want to be in that fight or flight state during our sessions, and the rest of the day being in quite like a relaxed state. So hope you enjoyed the episode and you took a lot of value from it. Any story tags, if you share it on your Instagram, would be massively appreciated. So tag the Improvement Podcast and Charlie J. Cuthbert. If you leave any support on the podcast, that'd be massively appreciated, which could include a rating, review, could include subscribing or leaving a comment on YouTube, or just simply sharing it with someone who'd value from it. Any support means an absolute ton. It's free to do, so make sure you do if you can. It would be massively appreciated. And hope everyone has a great rest of their day.